Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nate Saunders, ESPN, covers F1, joining us here on our Western Hotline. Nate, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Nice to have you back on the show. How you doing today?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back on. Appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for coming on with us. So, what did you think of the whole Miami Grand Prix experience? It was quite a whirlwind.
Yeah, honestly, I absolutely loved it. I think the guys at Miami did an incredible job with the whole event. I mean, I think I might have spoken about it on the show before, that Liberty have spoken about trying to create like a Super Bowl vibe for a lot of races, which I always kind of was skeptical about because I figured you can't do that 23 times in 1 year. But what Miami did is they actually got pretty close to that. It's the first race I've ever been at, except for the Indy 500, where the race almost felt like, I'm not going to say it was less important than the event, but it certainly felt like it was kind of added on to all of the stuff that happened during the week. And for me personally, I thought it was great. There's so many, it was the most packed paddock I've ever seen, the most packed grid I've ever seen before a race in terms of the celebs that were there. And it did feel like Miami was kind of at the center of the sporting world for that weekend. And certainly the TV ratings suggest that was the case in America as well. So I really loved it. As with any new event, there's a few things they could probably do better in future, but for a first race, I'm so impressed, and it's the first time I've been to a new event and come away thinking that event's going to be one of the best events on the calendar for a long time, because often with new races, there's so many things they get wrong, and you think, okay, yeah, they really kind of dropped the ball there. But no, Miami was fantastic, and it from the whole weekend, it just felt like something really special was happening.
It's interesting that you made the Super Bowl analogy, Nate, having covered some Super Bowls. One of the things that struck me was, and again, I wouldn't say the game is secondary, but the week leading up to it is filled with parties and events and celebrities and, this exclusive party there and all of this. And, the NFL brings in its mobile NFL experience. There's like so much going on each day leading up to the actual game on Sunday night.
Yeah, and that was certainly the case. I mean, there was on the Wednesday before Miami, Tom Brady and Lewis Hamilton played golf together.
Right.
There was a bunch of things in town. There's all these pop-ups and activations. You had James Corden kind of doing all sorts of things in the car. And so all these kind of big stars that you sometimes get them at F1 races, but never that prominently and not like featured every single day in the lead up to it. And I think for fans and especially for people that were going with VIP passes, there was so much to do across the weekend. And I'm not sure if either of you have been to Miami. It was my first time properly going. And as a city, that's a pretty incredible place to go. And I think that's one of the reasons it was such a cool event, was because even though the race was up in Miami Gardens at the Hard Rock Stadium, it felt like it was part of Miami still. And I think a lot of people were worried that a race being that removed from the downtown, because obviously downtown area is where it was originally meant to be. It was meant to be kind of over one of the bridges in the Biscayne Bay and then through the park area that's in downtown. So people were worried, like, is there going to be a disconnect there? And they did a really good job of keeping that Miami theme, keeping that Miami feeling. I think for anybody going, if any of your listeners are thinking of going next year, you've got to fly in on the Monday. Don't fly in on the Thursday. Like, there's so much to do during the week. Like,
right.
I think Williams, McLaren, like all sorts of teams had pop-up shops down in Miami Beach, all kinds of things going on. I think the drivers were pretty exhausted by the time we got to race day because they'd kind of been asked to do so many things beforehand, which is pretty interesting from the perspective of what they're going to do in the future with it. I think Max Verstappen kind of joked on Sunday. He's like, we have to be careful with this race because it's still 25 points for a win here.
Sure.
It's not like this is 100 points for a win. It's still the same as the other races. So I think some of them are maybe wary of the commitments next year. But, yeah, I think it was just it definitely ticked those boxes, like you said, just every day, every week leading up to it. Yeah, the media appearances felt bigger. The sponsorship events felt bigger. So, again, whether they can do that next year once, you know, you've kind of lost that first race feel, that's an interesting talking point. But I think they should, because there's so much about that event that they can replicate going forward.
As much as you're saying about Miami, I'm thinking next year about Vegas. And I think as impressed as you were, Vegas is going to blow this out of the water. I mean, you got the strip, you've got where the track is going to be. I read they're buying up land and property around the track for paddock areas and party areas. You got the fancy schmancy hotels and casinos. I mean, I feel like the Vegas event will blow Miami out of the water.
I think you're right. And I think Miami is really up the ante for a lot of other circuits anyway. But Vegas is, you're right. I think Vegas is going to be a completely different tier that we've never seen before. And you're right about, I believe the figure was $240 million that Liberty said they've spent to buy land downtown in Vegas, right by the Strip. And that shows you, obviously it's a 10-year deal, but it hints at a commitment for far longer than that if you're spending that much money to build in the Strip. And I think that what we're going to see with these races now is the benchmark just keeps moving up. I was talking to some colleagues yesterday, and we're going from this race to Spain. Now, Spain, you know, is one of the oldest circuits in terms of, for, you know, modern fans, I guess. It's been around for a while, but it never feels like a race that's just outside Barcelona. It just feels like a race in, you know, kind of detached from Barcelona, exactly the things we said we'd be worried about Miami. So I think for circuits like Spain, you're suddenly worried, like, can we live up to Miami? And next year, the worry is going to be not only can we live up to Miami, but how on earth do we even get close to Vegas? So I think you're right. I think Vegas is going to be insane. And Vegas, like the you talked about the parties and stuff like that. I mean, the Vegas build-up could be 2 weeks. It could be they could be there. They could be there for a whole month if they wanted to be. I think that the Vegas, what's so exciting about Vegas, I have a friend currently who's out there and he's hoping to work on the event. And he just said the potential for this event is mind-blowing, because of just the amount of things that are there. You've got everything you want. You know, you've got downtown is right there. You have the Strip right there. You have everything is right where you want it to be. And it's obviously one of the most famous cities in the world. So I think Vegas, people said Miami was a big moment for F1 in America. I think Vegas is the one that will completely change the landscape of the sport over here, because I think it's already changing. But that is the moment where it's like, yeah, you don't go back from that, I don't think.
We're with Nate Saunders, ESPN.com, covers F1. Let me get to actual racing in our remaining minutes here. I know it's only mid-May, but do we officially write Mercedes out of the Constructors' Championship race?
I think at this point we have to. I mean, how crazy is that we're talking about it? I think I came on the show before the season, didn't I, and said, you can't write these guys off until the middle of the year. But I am now mentally thinking that, because they bought upgrades to Miami. And it really, we had a glimmer of hope from them on Friday, because I think Russell went quickest. And Fridays are always really misleading, so you've always got to take those with a pinch of salt anyway. But, yeah, they just don't seem to be, they seem comfortably third in the pecking order. But that, from going from dominant first for years to third is a pretty big step back. And I think this is now going to be the fear is, before we know, they might be upgrading the car, but I think that Red Bull and Ferrari are doing the same thing. So we don't really know how much improvements they're making relative to those two guys, because the gap is staying fairly consistent.
Right.
I think it's going to take something pretty big for them to be in it. Yeah, I think what's interesting is if we get to the European season and they make a big step forward, could they kind of get themselves back in there? But I think that we're already looking at a huge gap. So, yeah, I think it's very difficult to put any faith in them being part of either championship.
You mentioned Ferrari and Red Bull. So let me ask you this. Ferrari, and we, you know, talking to you and some of the other guys we get on, we knew Ferrari was testing well. They got off to the good start. Leclerc looked great. Do they have sustainability? Are we talking Ferrari, Red Bull like this, basically going out down to the wire like, say, Red Bull and Mercedes did last year?
Yeah, I think it could. I mean, it's always hard to say how closely matched they'll be all year, but right now, those two cars are arguably as closely matched as Mercedes and Red Bull were for points last season, and you really get it track by track. You know, Red Bull seems to have a bit more of a power advantage, and then, you know, Ferrari can peg them back, and it all depends on characteristics. Like, if you look at the next two races, for example, I would say Spain probably benefits Red Bull. And then, but you get to a place like Monaco, and Ferrari's been going pretty well there in the last few years. So I think it's going to be that kind of season again where we get the two guys. And if you look at especially Max and Charles, they've been so closely matched and it's sometimes come down to a couple of tenths. The worrying thing for Ferrari is that we've seen a couple of instances now where in the race, Verstappen has just, I think, has been the difference maker there. And if Red Bull's car stays together, I think that's when Red Bull probably has the stronger package. But that threat of them not finishing races currently is big for Ferrari because I think they're going to drop more points than Ferrari at this stage. So hopefully we get it going all the way into the year. But I think there's a few people who left the Miami paddock at the weekend and thought, oh, that looks a bit, you know, a bit ominous for Max, a bit ominous for Red Bull. Personally, I thought Perez should have been at least in the top three. I'm not sure how he didn't get up there with, you know, with the fresh tyres late on. So we'll see. But currently, if you're a Ferrari fan, there's still good reason to be optimistic. But maybe the optimism is the shine of the optimism has kind of gone off a bit since testing. But only because Red Bull has come back so strong. I don't think there's anything wrong with Ferrari at this point.
Nate, thank you as always for giving us some time on the show. We always enjoy reading your work and having you on as a guest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.